From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. An overcrowded wooden migrant boat has capsized in stormy seas off the coast of Malaysia, killing at least 13 people, according to Malaysian officials. Maritime officials say the boat was likely taking Indonesian workers back home to Sumatra Island when it went down Thursday, not far from the coastal town of Sabak. As many as 100 people are believed to have been on board the boat, say Malaysia officials, who have dispatched several vessels and a plane to look for survivors. As China flourished its military power in a spectacular parade Thursday, commemorating the victory over Japan in World War II, President Xi Jinping announced he plans to cut the world's largest military force by 300,000, or roughly 10%. In a speech he delivered shortly before a stream of tanks, ballistic missiles, drones, and goose-stepping soldiers rolled through Beijing's Tiananmen Square, Xi said the troops' cuts are in the interests of peace. Officials said the troop cuts will be completed by 2017. A 70-gun salute, a lavish display of military hardware, and the release of thousands of doves and balloons brought the event to a symbolic close. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei expressed support Thursday for a parliamentary vote in Iran on the nuclear deal Tehran agreed to with a group of six world powers. He said Parliament should not be sidelined in the process and that he would not tell lawmakers whether to approve or reject the agreement. In July, Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council and Germany, the so-called P5+1, agreed to a plan that calls for Iran to limit its nuclear enrichment activity in exchange for sanctions relief. This is VOA News.